Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Homie, she wanna ride like a pony. No, I'm no way. Better pay up if you owe me. Don't come around like you know me. We in the spot, thugging like pop, kicking the doors, you know we don't knock. She wanna dance, do a TikTok. She making a move, she making it drop. We set the mood, pull up and eat all your food. Ooh, ooh, ooh. How could we lose? Blessings keep coming in twos, twos, twos. Ay, you do or you don't, you will or you won't. Hop in the phantom, then I go ghost. They doing the most, they watch what you post. Liking our picture, she like our post. They saying we ghost, Kobe on go. Playing the cut, just me and my woes. We getting high, to balance the lows. You hear the flows, fuck all these hoes. I need my ducks in a row. Whoa, 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 yeah. Coming up fast, I thought we was moving too slow. Slow, whoa, no. Making a killing, cause we keep selling these clothes. Clothes, clothes, yeah. It's ISO, I ain't gonna tell you no more. Just me and my bro, ay. Ain't no vibe like this, they don't rock like this. And you know we don't miss, swish. They don't catch my drift, tell them mind they biz. Or catch my gist, bitch. Ain't no vibe like this, don't rock like this. And you know we don't miss, swish. They don't catch my drift, tell them mind they biz. Or catch my gist, bitch. I'm in a cut with my homies, I'm in a cut with my homies. Show no love to the police, show no love to the phonies.
No love, no love.
She wanna come to my homies, she wanna ride like a pony. Better pay up if you owe me, don't come around like you know me.
During an interview with J is for Justice podcast.
Maybe I'm a fighter, never back it down. Maybe I'm a soldier, standing my ground.
J is for Justice.
You're gonna find me for my heart. All you gonna get is battle scars. Maybe I'm a tiger, 27-8. Maybe I'm a rifle, one bite you dead. But if you're gonna find me for my heart, all you gonna get is battle scars.
What can I say any more than desire? More than just a pretty face.
J's for Justice.
Okay, you better walk away. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Only one love at the side of the fire.
Wait a second, you guys. Need
someone who can handle me. Someone got your heart to beat. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Something scary.
If you
wait a minute.
Closer,
I just got a text. Oh
I'ma give you some closure. Before you know it, it's
wait
over.
Wait a second, you guys. Need some
run away,
news.
Run away.
Oh my god.
I'm not trying to hurt you.
J's for Justice.
But I will if I have to. I'ma tell you what I do. Run away,
oh
run away. Maybe I'm a fighter, never backing down. Maybe I'm a soldier, standing my ground. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart,
during an interview with J's for Justice.
Maybe I'm a tiger, 20 steps ahead. Maybe I'm a viper, one bite to dead. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, are you gonna get these battle scars? Maybe I'm a fighter, never backing down. Maybe I'm a soldier, standing my ground. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, gonna get these battle scars. Baby, I'm a tiger, 20 steps ahead. Baby, I'm a viper, one bite your bed. If you're gonna fight me for my heart, are you gonna get these battle scars?
What can I do? Gotta keep every heart safe, so we make it out alive.
For Justice.
I don't wanna waste no time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Gotta play nice, so I won't give you heartache. Trust me, baby, when I say, girl, you better walk away. Oh yeah.
I'ma give you some closure before you know it, it's over. So run away,
something
run away
scary.
I'm not trying to hurt you, but I will if I have to.
gonna tell you what I do.
Something
run away,
scary.
Run away. Baby, I'm a fighter, never backing down. Baby, I'm a soldier, standing my ground. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, are you gonna get these battle scars? Baby, I'm a tiger, 20 steps ahead. Baby, I'm a viper, one bite the dead. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, are you gonna get these battle scars? Baby, I'm a fighter, never backing down. Baby, I'm a soldier, standing my ground. So if you're gonna fight me for my heart, are you gonna get these battle scars? Baby, I'm a tiger.
I played a cut with my homies, dressed in all black and we cozy. Can't say you love, you gotta show me. I ain't with my guys, then I'm dolly.
Hey, ain't no vibe like this, they don't rock like this. So you know we don't miss a swish. They don't catch my drift, tell them I ain't they biz. They'll catch my gist, bitch. Ain't no vibe like this, they don't rock like this. So you know we don't miss a swish. They don't catch my drift, tell them I ain't they biz. They'll catch my gist, bitch.
I'm in a cut with my homies, I'm in a cut with my homies. Show no love to the police, show no love to the phonies.
No love, no love.
She wanna come to my homies, she wanna ride like a pony. Better pay up if you owe me, don't come around like you know me.
Man's that moving too shaky, acting sus for no reason. Still do the dash like Stacey with a city girl, it's that season. She wanna ride this all-wheel drive, you don't gotta put no key in. We on the rise like emoji eyes, you know that they be praying. Stashing the guap, setting up shop. I got a plan, is you ready or not? Puffing this plant, rising my stock, force on my hand, they moving wide. Don't gotta scam, don't gotta hop. I turn styles, screw it and chop. Shout out big bro, he call me Ock. Keeping it safe, we got it on lock. This is a whole mood like O2. I told Missy to work, and she got that soul food. I'm so full, she get busy for certain. This is a whole mood like O2. I told Missy to work, and she got that soul food. I'm so full, she get busy for certain.
Hey, ain't no vibe like this, they don't rock like this. And you know we don't miss a swish. They don't catch my drift, tell them I ain't they biz. Or catch my gist, bitch. Ain't no vibe like this, don't rock like this. And you know we don't miss a swish. They don't catch my drift, tell them I ain't they biz. Or catch my gist, bitch.
I'm in a cut with my homies, I'm in a cut with my homies. Show no love to the police, show no love to the phonies.
No love, no love.
She wanna come to my homies, she wanna ride like a pony. Better pay up if you owe me, don't come around like you know me.
We in the spot, thugging like pop, kicking in doors, you know we don't knock. She wanna dance, do a TikTok, she making a move, she making it drop. We set the mood, pull up and eat all your food. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Welcome to J is for Justice podcast. If live breaking news and following true crime is your thing, then please consider subscribing to my channel. And if you like what you see in my videos, please consider giving them a thumbs up.
Roberta.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to J is for Justice podcast. I'm back with you for the second time today, Roberters. Welcome back. We have Doggy Cam down below. We've got Summer Lou panting her hot breath in your face. And we got Miss Bella Rose back there just chilling and willing. All right. Let's get right into this craziness. Okay. Let's get into this crazy ass case of Casey and Vicky White, who are not related.
Roberta,
that's correct.
Look at the moderators who are back tonight.
Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean.
You guys are handy with the motherfucking steel.
Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn you keep.
Moderators!
Yes.
Mount up.
Mount up.
I'm having so much fun with you guys today. Two times in one day is so amazing. It's so amazing.
Roberta.
Alicia Esposito. She's been a Roberta for 7 ass months. Woo!
You must.
You must be. But I'll take it. I'll take it. Espinito. Thank you for being a member for 7 months. You are much appreciated. All right. Vicky and Casey, the Whites. I'm just going to call them the Whites. apparently they wanted to be something. Because, like I saw Potato say, all this for what? All this for what? Now Miss Vicky is suffering a gunshot to the head, I believe. Yeah. And they're saying she shot her damn self. How do they know that she shot herself? I don't know. He doesn't know. He does not know. But apparently this is the cop. I think it's a cop. I think he's like the sheriff in Alabama or Arkansas. Where did these people take off from? My bad. Alabama or Arkansas. How do they know it's self-inflicted, though, is what I want to know. I want to know how they know that. She couldn't even shoot herself right, Preppa says. Hi, Prepper.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
They don't know if she's even gonna live. Happy Girl says she better live because I am invested. Okay, so this is the guy, the cop from Alabama, the sheriff. Ruth Klassen's, thank you. I saw two reports and we're going to go over that because I have both of them saying the two different things. So first of all, actually, I don't want to play this first. Did you guys see this? Did you see this report? Now, this is Indiana, where they were captured. Let's listen in on this, and then we're going to listen to the Alabama sheriff.
Sheriff, thereafter, the inmate and former deputy were apprehended.
So that appeared to be related to the Alabama escapee and sheriff's office employee that had fled the area. As we were working on this today, we gained information that a vehicle matching the description of a suspect vehicle was near our sheriff's office. So the U.S. Marshals Task Force and deputy sheriffs went to the area. Soon thereafter, the male and female fled in a vehicle on Highway 41 northbound. Went past Highway 57. As you can see, they turned here on Birch Park Drive. They came through this grassy area. The Marshals Task Force officers intercepted them, actually collided with them to try to end the pursuit. When this occurred, the female driver of the vehicle shot herself, and the passenger was injured not too seriously. They've both been taken to local hospitals to be examined for their injuries. Her injuries are very serious. I don't know the true extent, but I want to commend the Marshals Task Force for being here and working diligently with the Vanford County Sheriff's Office to put two bad people and get them off the street.
Are these the whites from Alabama?
Yes, they are. It is.
Yeah. She's still alive.
She's still alive.
His condition?
What's that?
His condition?
He seems to be okay. She's in pretty serious shape.
Do you know where she was shot?
I don't know where she was shot. But it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Do you know where the pursuit first took place and where
it was? Highway 41 south of St. George Road is where the pursuit initiated.
Any indication on how long they've been in Evansville?
We can't clarify that at this time until we speak to him. We know the vehicle that was recovered had a date of May the 3rd. It's hard to believe that they've been here that many days. But we were lucky that we stumbled upon them today.
Yeah, the car wash surveillance photos were from the 3rd. It's only speculation, of course, at this point, but why would people on the run stay in Evansville for 6 days?
Well, they're criminals. Sometimes they do things that are unexplainable. But in this case, I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
How did law enforcement catch eyes on them? Was somebody calling in, or did law enforcement just catch them?
A member of the Evansville Police Department observed the vehicle and thought that it could have matched the description of the vehicle that we've been looking for, and that's where we went to investigate.
So the vehicle that's found at the car wash, was that impounded? the police force?
Yes.
Okay. So they changed vehicles?
Yeah, are you guys jumping there with media?
They changed vehicles to a Cadillac?
Okay. Okay, Zayma, here's...
Was it a Cadillac that was eventually stopped in the crash?
No, as you can see, it was this vehicle in the... It looked like a truck, wasn't it?
How many vehicles did they...
Well, I'm sorry. It is a Cadillac. That was stopped. I'm sorry. I didn't see it. Okay.
Wait, yeah, what?
Come up and speak?
Yeah.
Wait. Let's watch that again. What'd you say, dude? Say it a little louder for the people in the back. I missed that. Now, this is the same deputy or sheriff who said she was driving.
And that's where we went to investigate.
So
the
vehicle that's found at the car wash, was that impounded? The
yes.
Okay. So they changed vehicles?
Now, are you guys jumping there with media?
They changed vehicles to a Cadillac?
Okay. Okay, Zayma, here's...
Was it a Cadillac that was eventually stopped in the crash?
No, as you can see, it was this vehicle in the... It looked like a truck, wasn't it? Was it a truck?
Oh, it's a Cadillac.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It is a Cadillac. That was stopped. I'm sorry. I didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah. Would you like to come up and speak?
Yeah. It was good.
We'll just let the sheriff handle it for now. I know he's planning on doing a press.
Can you talk about the cooperation between the various law enforcement agencies to get this done?
Yeah, well, probably one of the best federal agencies that we work with is U.S. Marshals Task Force. They do a very good job. They supply a lot of resources and personnel to us. And when we have serious crime that needs to be addressed, we can usually handle it through the Marshals Task Force in our office. And the state police is involved in that, and Evansville Police as well. So it's a very good multi-member law enforcement agency.
From when they responded whenever the crash happened,
very short period of time. From the time we initiate the pursuit until the time it ended was less than a few minutes.
Do you think there were
Well, I'm sorry, we don't answer.
What's so funny?
National news. Has there been other ways that you guys have prepared for this? Were you guys expecting? I'm sure you guys weren't.
Well, anytime you have people that are on the run, you're notified and you're keeping a watchful eye on any suspicious activity, suspicious vehicles. In this particular case, one suspect being 6'9", that's good for us because he wasn't a normal size human being. So it was an easy target for us.
Oh my
whenever
God.
Criminals are on the run, even we in the media, even the regular Joe citizen wonders, I wonder if they come our way. When did you first get the indication that they might be coming our way?
Well, after the vehicle was located.
Why is he body shaming him?
We at least knew they may have been in our area, but I couldn't believe that they had remained here.
Did they resist at any point when the car
did? Oh, no, once the accident occurred, that they no resisting.
How long from the time that vehicle was found at the car wash until it was determined that was probably their vehicle? How long?
I don't know the time frame that they developed the lead that was probably related.
How
many weapons were found in the car?
What's that?
How many weapons?
Just one so far, but we haven't really looked through the vehicle yet. We're going to get a search warrant for the vehicle.
He doesn't know which vehicle it is yet.
There were previous reports. I'm with 44 on the other end of the camera. Sorry. There were previous reports from Casey White saying, you know, he was ready to go all out. He was even, you know, asking for law enforcement to shoot him. Are you surprised that it was Vicky White who pulled the trigger?
Well, once again, with criminals and criminal minds, they're very unpredictable. We don't take anything they say with any merit. That they can change on a dime, and this was a perfect example of that.
Well,
it was the female who was driving.
Oh!
Well, the main thing is we're lucky that no law enforcement was injured, no innocent civilians were injured. The pursuit was short in nature, and we have both people in custody.
I don't know.
Sheriff Whitey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, got to bring in Brady Williams, and you heard it right here.
All right, let's pop on here real quick.
Okay.
We're actually going to go back to...
We are going to go off of this one now. And we're going to go to the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office and hear what they had to say. These were going on simultaneously.
And we appreciate all the hard work he's put in. He's had a very difficult job. Our district attorney, Chris Conley, is joining me. And this is the press conference that we've been talking about all week that we wanted to call. Casey White and Vicky White are in custody. There was a pursuit this afternoon in Evansville, Indiana. Evansville, Indiana is about 219 miles from here. The U.S. Marshals were in pursuit of a black Ford pickup. I think it was a F-Ford 150. Casey White was driving that vehicle. Vicki White was a passenger. During the pursuit, the pickup truck wrecked. Casey White surrendered. Vicki White has been transported to the
hospital. I said the same thing, Prepper. Potato can vouch for me.
So this has ended a very long and stressful and challenging week and a half. It ended the way that we knew it would. They are in custody. What I'm very thankful for tonight is that no one was hurt. No citizens were hurt. No law enforcement officers were hurt as a result of this escape. Casey White is now back in custody, and I cannot express enough to the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force for the assistance they've been in this. Their agents are actually the ones that were involved in the pursuit. And my team of investigators who work diligently alongside the U.S. Marshals Task Force, all the other partners and players in this, the least of which is not the media. You guys have made this happen. You've kept this story out there. You've kept it on everybody's mind. And the tips, what led us to the arrest and the capture of them today was a tip that came from citizens. And they call those tips in because of the coverage y'all have provided us. You don't know how much I personally appreciate the way y'all have helped us in this case. We got a dangerous man off the street today. He is never going to see the light of day again. And that's a good thing for not just our community, but that's a good thing for this country. So thank you very much for your help. I'll be glad to take a few questions. Don't know. Just know she's been transported to the hospital for treatment. There was a wreck. I don't know if the wounds are related to the wreck or not. I'm sorry.
Are they caught in the same vehicle that you've seen pictures
of? I'm sorry?
Are they caught in the same vehicle
Yes, I think so. That Ford F-150.
What's the connection to Evansville, Indiana? Why there?
Don't know. If anything in particular drew them to that town. But that's where we got the latest tip, which came in late last night, I think, or last night. Followed up on it first thing this morning, and they were able to get some leads there, and it led to their capture.
Where exactly did the chase start?
Where did the chase start? I'm not sure. My understanding is that they had located them at a hotel, and they spotted them. And the pursuit ensued.
Sheriff, we spoke to some of the folks that called that tip in up in Indiana, and they said they had actually alerted local law enforcement last week on Tuesday about that abandoned truck, and that it's taken several days for all the tips coming in to be able to get through those, get down the list. Was there something last night that changed your idea about why it might actually be a real sighting of Casey White?
No, I'm not aware of the earlier tip.
When will they be brought back here?
Not sure. They'll have to be extradited if they don't waive extradition. That can take some time. Of course, court proceedings involved in that. Over here, I heard someone over here.
Will they actually be brought back here, or will the connection, is it just too deep to...
No, they will be brought here. He has to be brought back here, and she does, to face arraignment on the new charges. He is charged with escape. She has multiple charges on her now. They will have to be brought back here for arraignment. We've already made arrangements with the Department of Corrections. He will be brought here for arraignment. If it's 2:00 in the morning, it doesn't matter. The judge has agreed to come out. He will be arraigned and immediately transferred to the Department of Corrections.
Are you concerned about Vicki White coming back to this detention center since she worked here?
She will not be logged. She will not be confined in this detention center.
Sheriff, what if anything is?
I hope she survives this. I don't know the extent of her injuries. I hope she survives it. We don't wish any ill will on her well-being, but she has some answers to give us, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to get those answers.
Is there any kind of struggle
Not that I'm aware of. I think it was just a pursuit they wrecked and they were taken into custody. I understand he surrendered.
Right. That's right.
I haven't got that information. I'm not sure.
How was she injured?
Don't know. I don't know if it was
all. Oh, yeah. Some other kind of injury. What I said to you, no, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Can't confirm that. I know that no law enforcement officers fired any shots, for sure.
Sheriff, the eyes of the country, people across the world, in fact, have been watching and following this manhunt, you know, from here in Lauderdale County and now through three different states. How have you managed to keep going every day and keep that energy that we've seen here throughout this search?
I just wanted to get them off the street. I was committed to that. I was committed to every resource we had available to us to use those resources to make this event happen, to make this press conference possible.
Right.
I'm sorry?
Did you expect this?
I did. You know, I've always expected this outcome. I knew we would catch
it. Cut his mic.
What was so challenging about this escape was, you know, most escapes from a county jail especially, they're not planned. They're just sort of spontaneous.
Don't make me cut your mic in the first 3 minutes of the show,
no plan in place about what am I going to do when I get out here other than just run. This escape was obviously well planned and calculated. A lot of preparation went into this. They had plenty of resources, had cash, had vehicles. Had
it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's a duck.
Last week and a half so challenged. You know, we were starting from ground zero, and not only that, we were started. They got a 6-hour head start on us. So it's been a very, and this is just speaks volumes to the effectiveness and the efficiency of the United States Marshal Service. This is what they do. They track down fugitives, and today is obvious that they do it well.
Is there any reason to believe they had help in their escape?
No evidence that I know of that there was anyone else involved other than Casey White and Vicky White.
Someone going to get the money?
That I don't know about. That's not my deal.
Are they talking yet or keeping quiet? Do they have anything to say once they're in custody?
I have no idea. They're obviously in Indiana, and I'm here, so I don't really know what's going on as we speak. But
sure.
The U.S. Marshals are up there. We will probably wait until they get back here. I don't see any need in us sending someone up there, because they'll be brought back here. And now if they don't waive extradition and are up there for a while, we may end up sending a team up. Well, the lesson that I think I've learned, and I think everybody's learned, you don't know who you can trust. You know, I had every bit of trust in Vicky White. She has been an exemplary employee. And what in the world provoked her?
That's correct.
Her to pull a stunt like this, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But, you know, I mean, you, as a leader, you've got to have people in place in these key positions like she was in, that you have confidence in, that you have trust in. And when they violate that trust, I don't know how you can predict that.
You know.
You know, we had the policy. You know, a policy is a piece of paper. It keeps a policy is there for me as a leader to take disciplinary action when a policy is violated. I can't predict when someone is going to violate a policy. One more time, you know, I've learned that you just don't know people sometimes. You think you do, and you really don't know who they are.
How would you compare this moment to some of the other events that have happened in your
Not just my tenure as sheriff, September of this year will mark the 50th anniversary of me beginning my career. I've never experienced a week like this in my career.
Sheriff, you've been in contact with Pat Davis, Vicky's mom, over the course. You had one sheriff that you said that was kind of your liaison.
Yes.
Have you spoken to her since their capture?
I have not. That deputy is at her home as we speak.
So he was
dispatched there. That's one reason we had to delay the press conference a while, to give him time to get to their house.
So she was alerted before the press?
Yes.
You said Vicky will be in the Lauderdale County Detention Center. Do you know what the plans are when she's called back here?
Vicky, we will make arrangements to have her detained in another facility.
You buzzed!
And in fact, those arrangements have already been made. Those arrangements were made 3 or 4 days ago.
Mr. Connolly,
Wait, what? What? What is he talking about? What was made 3 or 4 days ago? Hold up. Hold up. What's he talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
They're detained in another facility. And in fact, those arraignments have already been made. Those arraignments were made 3 or 4 days ago.
Do you hear what I hear? A lie. So you're telling me 3 to 4 days ago they made arrangements for her to go to another facility? Why? I say, did they do that? Was what guy walking on his knees? What are you talking about? Now they're saying that she died? Who said that? I'm confused. That's what I was wondering, Robin. Did they know where they were? Why would it be 3 or 4 days ago? Do you hear what I hear? I just want to hear him say that again because maybe I misunderstood the context. Let's go back just a little bit.
Policy is violated. I can't predict when someone is going to violate a policy. But I've learned that you just don't know people sometimes. You think you do, and you really don't know who they are.
How would you compare this moment to some of the other events that have happened in your tenure as sheriff?
Not just my tenure as sheriff. September of this year will mark the 50th anniversary of me beginning my career. I've never experienced a week like this in my career.
Sheriff, you've been in contact with Pat Davis, Vicki Blom, over the course. You had one sheriff that you said that was kind of your liaison.
Yes.
I
have not. That deputy is headed her home as we speak.
So
he was dispatched there. That's one reason we had to delay the press conference a while, to give him time to get to their house.
So she was alerted before the press.
Yes.
You said Vicki will be in the Lauderdale County Detention Center. Do you know what the plans are once she's called back here?
Vicki, we will make arrangements to have her detained in another facility. And in fact, those arrangements have already been made. Those arrangements were made 3 or 4 days ago.
Mr. Connolly, can you speak a little to general upcoming prosecution of this? Talk to us about
We primarily want to bring him back here and hold him accountable, not only for this escape, obviously.
They had to move the camera down, poor guy.
Connie Ridgeway. So we're going to be working with the Sheriff's Department.
I want to see him stand next to Casey.
Make sure that he can be extradited. And get him back here and hold him accountable.
In general, though, how do you obviously the extra caution placed on him given this escape? What are your thoughts about in terms of bringing him to trial and filing charges? Any particular go over the media charges that are coming at
him? Well, I mean, his capital murder case is set for June, so you know, plan A would be to try him in June for that, and there are a lot of moving parts between there and now, but I mean, that's plan A. And obviously, I know that we got a great staff at the jail, and I know that they're going to be on high alert to house him and make sure that he doesn't get away from us again.
You can talk about the charges coming against Vicki and how you will pursue that.
So she's charged with facilitating the escape. That's a Class C felony, so she's looking at up to 10 years in prison.
Ashley, nobody said yikes.
Yes, I mean, that was our first priority when we found out that they were captured, is to let them know that, and we've done that, so they know.
Can you tell me about that conversation? You seem like you were probably excited to make that call. What was their take on the other end?
Well, to be frank, they already knew it from Facebook. So apparently the people in Indiana had already released it on Facebook. But yeah, well, I mean, that's part of what we take very seriously, is to make sure that our victims are informed and consulted about the case, and we've done that.
And all of this, everyone talking about Vicki and Casey and their love story
Absolutely. And I mean, that's one of the really sad things about this, that after finally being able to indict him for her murder, of having this twist and turn in that case, it's got to be devastating to them. So we look forward to bringing him to justice. I have not spoken to her, so I don't have any reaction from her.
Welcome, Janine.
She liked to twirl.
I tell you, my main concern is the media. I obviously in favor of fair reporting, but we want to try this case right here in Lauderdale County. So, you know, our goal in the next days and weeks as we go ahead is we want to be cooperative with the media, but we also want to be mindful that we don't want to change a venue, for instance. We want to be able to try this case here in Lauderdale County among his peers.
Thank you, Shell.
We've got to take that into account as we go forward in the days ahead. Thank y'all.
Yes, that's the DA.
Let me add, a question was asked earlier about changes in protocol or whatnot. The day will come when Casey White will have to be brought back here for trial. And I can assure you, we have a crowding dilemma at our corrections facility. We have about 315 inmates with 256 beds. We're using every crook and cranny we can in that bed to house inmates. But he will be in a cell by himself if we have to put other inmates on the floor to make it happen. He will stay in handcuffs and shackles while he's in that cell. If he wants to sue me for violating his civil rights, so be it. Woo. He's not getting out of this jail again. I'll assure you that. Dilemma at our... Any other questions? Thank you so much.
Candace, I don't know what you're talking about. I hear no soundbite. You must be losing it, girl.
This is WVTV.
All right, hold up. Let me turn this off.
Breaking news is happening right now.
That breaking news coming out of law.
Okay. I saw you guys chit-chatting about the cars, the random cars. Let's watch some of this footage that was released because I haven't watched it all. This is of the escape, I am assuming. Jack Hideous. Candace J, you're going crazy. Hey, looking beyond. There she goes. She's pulled up the sheriff's vehicle. She's nonchalantly walking about. Barbara Eady, how do you know? I mean, they said it was serious. No, I was just kidding. There, I was using a soundbite.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
It's extremely loud because people were saying, turn it up, turn it up. So I turned it up. All right, here she comes. Oh, come on. Let's go for a ride. Let's go have a smoke. How many times did she do things for him, I wonder? He ain't even looking around. Right, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Roly-poly, daddy's little Betty. Betty's gonna be a man someday.
And they gone. Okay, bye, Vicky. Bye, Casey. See you later. You thought you saw her lips say, come on, babe. Come on, babe. Come on, babe. It did say she shot herself in the head. I think it was the Indiana cop who said that, actually. It was said. We did not hear things on that.
Developing right now, a man.
Okay, I've got another video. Here is the vehicle that they spray painted. I can't even keep up with what they were driving and when. Apparently, neither can authorities. So I don't even know how a civilian knew what vehicle to look for, because it sounds to me like the sheriff didn't even know what to look for. You know what I'm saying? He was like, wasn't it a truck? If he didn't know what it was, how would a civilian know what it was? Ooh, that hurts my ears. Holy. Ooh, I don't like that sound. Oh, I know. The spray paint. I muted it because it was... ugh, it's like... shit rattles my brain. Did they think they were going to paint the whole thing? I'm confused. They got in. Where did they get all the rest of the cars? Like, whose Edge? Whose Ford F-150? I'm so confused. We need the deets. We definitely need the deets on this. All right. Let's see if there's any other footage that they had. I can't play any News Nation because they strike. I just kept hearing different, like, the new update would be like, oh, here's a picture of her with hair. Here's her. This guy worked with her for 2 decades. Former inmate talks about Vicky White. Oh, did you guys see this guy? I did see this guy. Man, he paints a different picture of Vicky White. Check this out.
Escape from jail. Now in a 6-day, she's wanted to. Sheriff's office in Lauderdale County also confirming the couple had a special relationship that may have been building and taking place for years. Sam Brock has the very latest.
In this newly released surveillance video, the pair left the jail last Friday like it was any other day. Corrections officer Vicky White holding the door open for accused killer Casey White, who was handcuffed and shackled. They can later be seen popping into Vicky White's patrol car. But the man serving 75 years in prison for violent crimes and the deputy honored with 4 Employee of the Year awards have not been seen since.
We have discovered some evidence that confirms that there was a relationship outside her work hours. I'm not talking about a physical relationship, but outside her work hours, there was some contact between the two.
The sheriff giving us a tour of where White, facing capital murder charges, was staying.
From here, Casey White's cell was the first cell here on the left. You got the 2 windows, one of the windows looking to the bunk room.
A former inmate expressing shock over the deputy now suspected of freeing the massive 6'9" convict.
Everybody loved her. Nobody had nothing but good things to say about Vicky, ever.
In this small Alabama community.
Wait a minute.
I think they left the area. They had a 6-hour head start.
Many are playing armchair detective. Curbside chats turning from confusion to concern for the deputy.
I think she maybe was thinking that they were going to have a relationship.
Why was the ex-inmate just like chilling at the county jail? What?
He's playing her.
The sheriff's department confirming this 2007 Ford Edge with damage to the rear bumper was their getaway car. Though miscommunication led a local police department to publish that alert.
Wait, that was damage? I thought it was green spray paint. What?
Before the time was right.
It's basically put us back to almost square one. We know they're going to probably get rid of that vehicle, so now then we're not going to have a clue again what they're driving.
Vicki White's former mother-in-law, worried about a woman she says would never stray far from home and loved her family.
I figure he should have done something to her. We probably won't ever hear from him.
Again, that is Sam Brock, and we will continue to follow this story for any breaking news or the latest updates outside of our newscast. Remember, down.
So they just happened to catch him being released. Oh, okay.
You know, my detectives are the best, and we will come after you and track you down.
Story that really just seems like something out of a movie. The search for a convict and the corrections officer accused of helping him escape. Vicki White and Casey White, no relation, have been on the run since Friday. And some of this surveillance video right here, this is from the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department. It shows the moments Vicki possibly facilitates Casey's escape from jail. Want to get out to WVTM 13's Bria Douglas. She's been following the case for us. She spoke with the sheriff, shocked by what has rocked what he thought was a secure facility.
Former inmates in the Lauderdale County Jail are shocked the former deputy, who they knew well, helped a convicted killer escape from jail.
You knew her, you loved her. She was that type of person, just an awesome lady.
Vicki White served 17 years at the Lauderdale County Jail. In that time,
she wearing a wig
was for two officers to escort inmates to and from the jail. This video shows White acting alone. Sheriff Rick Singleton walks us through the escape.
This is his cell block, so he would have come out of that door. Over against this hall and come down this way. Director White instructed the deputy to bring him to booking. They'd have brought him into this booking room. When he's brought in here, he had been seated on one of these benches and prepared for transport. Basically means putting handcuffs, leg shackles, and they're connected by a chain. Came out this door over here. And this is the door from the video. They come out this door, came out here into the sally port. Of course, the car was sitting right here. She put him in the back seat, and then they drove out the door.
The couple had a six-hour head start before jail staff realized they were on the run. Lifelong friend Debbie Burbank doesn't think Vicki acted alone.
Vicki's always been a good girl. I went to school with her. It's got to be.
Why would they do that?
Other people were involved, and Vicki's just a scapegoat.
Others who knew her say Casey White manipulated her.
I feel like if she had anything to do with it, it was definitely love, because I don't see Vicki doing that, because she's always loved her job.
Sheriff Singleton believes the pair had a two-year non-sexual relationship where Vicki showed favoritism toward Casey by giving him extra food.
I always say that they don't call these guys con men for nothing. You know, they con. And it's not the first time a female corrections officer has been wooed by some inmate.
U.S. Marshals offering a $5,000 reward for finding Vicki White and a $10,000 reward for finding Casey White. Authorities now believe the couple could be in the southeast region. In Lauderdale County, Bria Douglas, WVTM 13.
All right, well, her friends say she was a good girl. She wouldn't do shit like this. So, I don't know. What I do know is this. Check this out. So, apparently, this business picked up Casey in Indiana. And there is a picture. So, let's take a look. Not that one. All right. So this is him in Indiana, apparently. Let's see if we can't make it bigger. There's his Sasquatch looking ass. They didn't say what business this was, but I think you can see that there's the Ford truck right behind him. So maybe at the hotel or at the motel. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Oh, this is at the car wash? Ew. So they ditched the truck at the car wash and stole someone's Cadillac?
Get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property.
This dude is absolutely appalling. I just wanted to leave you guys with a visual. And definitely this, look at this, is him with hair. Can you guys see this or no? Hang on. I didn't see all these different photos of him. So this is all him, eh? Malnourished Sasquatch.
Creepy, creepy.
He's he has moobs. Oh my god. Okay. So that's him with hair. Here's him with hair and facial hair. Here's him just, ew. But is that the same guy? No, that's not the same guy. There he is. There he is. Ew. I mean, I look at him and I just get...
Creep town, dude.
Like, little brat, little mini brat says, give me a...
Creep town, dude.
Blit. I thought the truck looked like it was in a ditch when they showed that footage in Indiana. I could have sworn. But no, that's not your visual, Rose. Rose, you can't leave yet. Hold on. Is that him on his way out? I'm sorry, I can't play the car wash guy if it's like exclusive with what's his name, Brian. Because they strike hard. Hard. Why am I not getting that nasty ass photo now? It was this one, but it was like really bad. It was like the one I used in the thumbnail. It was really gross. And I was going to be really mean and like, what's this shit? Silver Tongue, Remnants of Magic by Casey White. Not to be confused with the Neanderthal Casey White. But this shirtless pic of him, ooh. Nasty, nasty. That's one tall dude. Casey White. White KCD. He's pretty freaking tall. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Blit. Blit, blit, blit. Okay, ladies. Okay, ladies. Try to control yourselves. Try to control yourselves. We're going to go out with this. Jack says, you know you like it.
No, God. No, God, please, no. 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 No.
State your source. If you're going to come in here stating a fact, please. If you're going to come in here and say... someone passed, be prepared to reveal your source or don't reveal your little tipster. Because that's how rumors get started. Izzy girl, give your source or you gone. News Nation. Of course they did. Of course they did. Good old Ashley.
Ashley, nobody said yikes, he hasn't come home, Ashley.
And nothing on their website says she's dead. Sorry. But Nope. No, ma'am. So Izzy. It's not Brian Enton said it? Oh, Lord. C cup. What about a round, though? Is he about a 55C? How did I know she was going to die? All right, let me go to Twitter. Which I hate Twitter. Ah. That's all he said. Vicky White has died. Can you guys see this? 1 minute ago, Vicky White has died. ADCCC. Well, I guess RIP Vicky White. I still think there's a lot more to this story. Sorry, Izzy. It's just people come in here and they say this is happening, and sometimes it's not really happening, and it throws everything off, and then people leave this stream, and then they repeat it, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying. So, sorry for coming at you. Yikes. We just had to be careful about, you know, where we get the news, but thank you so much. She lost everything, right? So, Jack Hideous has a really good question. Did she leave the money to him? Where's the money?
Roberta.
Where's the money? This isn't over. This is far from over. So this Vicky has no children. She has no family, just a couple friends in town. I say we look at Vicky and see who Vicky was. Thanks, Izzy girl.
Let me have a little fun, would you please?
No, 35 minutes ago, he said Sheriff Dave Wedding tells News Nation that Vicky White is in grave condition tonight. He cannot comment on if she will survive. And then a minute ago. So 35 minutes and then 1 minute ago. Yeah, it's on Twitter. It's on the screen right now. I'll refresh. 3 minutes ago now. And this must be the car wash guy, right?
Now we have confirmation that both Casey and Vicky White are now in custody. The sheriff says that Casey White was driving the car at the end of the police chase here in Evansville, Indiana, that he is okay, but that Vicky White right now is in the hospital. The sheriff in Alabama says he's not sure of her injuries, the extent of them, and he's also not sure what caused those injuries. It's possible she was hurt in the wreck because we know it ended in a rollover, but it's also possible she was hurt some other way. I want to bring you, this is James, right? James, I want to bring you in, James, because James, and I'm going to have you stay close to me because the microphone is going to pick you up. James is the person who literally solved this entire thing, and it's awesome to have you with us right now. He is the manager at the car wash, and he first spotted Vicky and Casey at the car wash when their truck was discovered there. That was earlier this week. James, walk us, and you haven't spoken to anyone yet, and so no one has really heard your story. We've seen the surveillance video. Walk us through what happened at the beginning of the week, how you first spotted this truck at your car wash here in Evansville.
Okay, how it went down, I noticed the car hanging out of the bay, which is unusual. It kept sitting there. This is on the 3rd on Tuesday. Every time I leave, the truck's still been there. I come back, still there. Next morning, I get up at 6 o'clock to take my granddaughter to school. It's still there. I take her to school at Bossy.
I can't with the phone.
Get back at 7:30. The truck's still there. I walk up to the truck, and I think, oh, my God, this is probably this guy from Alabama. And I walk and look in the truck because I think he could be dead, passed out, who knows. And so I backed up, and then I opened the door. The keys are in. I started up the truck run. I got away. I Googled the local police department's phone number because I didn't want to call 911. Send the cop out. The cop comes out and he said, well, there ain't nothing I can do. It's not reported stolen. He run the plates. So then he left. He come back. He looked in it again. He found a gun lock in the seat. He said, oh my God, there's a gun lock, but there ain't no guns around. So he left. Then he said, just do what you got to do. I called Tri-State Towing and had it towed.
And this was on Wednesday?
That's on Wednesday.
And when did you see the video and say, this guy looks like Casey White? Was that on Wednesday also?
No, that was on yesterday, Sunday.
That was yesterday.
U.S. Marshals Service called me. They sent me a text message from Alabama. And they said, I heard you got a truck towed. I said, I did. I said, that's a guy from Alabama. He said, yes, it is. So he said, I got U.S. Marshals coming to you even as I speak. And they didn't show up till this morning.
James, if it wasn't for you looking at that video, calling the police, this may not have ended like this.
The U.S. Marshals said not to show what they're driving because I've got her picking him up on surveillance on my cameras. And I told him, I called him back. I said, I got her. She's still with him. She picked him up. And he said, we think they're still in the Evansville area. Obviously, they are.
Yeah, and you told me earlier you knew what kind of car they fled in, but you weren't going to put that out because you didn't want
to
compromise
these. They asked me not to. The marshals asked me not to.
And the way this ended now, I mean, a chase, it's upside down. What do you make of that?
I knew that's how it's going to end. I knew it. Either that or one local cop could have pulled him over. He would have shot and killed him. It took a team of law enforcement to do this. So.
Well, great work, James. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's people like you who solve these things.
If you see something, say something.
See something, say something. It shows that it works.
It works.
So thank you, James. Great work. So you heard from James himself, basically here in Evansville, Indiana. He spotted the truck earlier this week, went and looked at his surveillance video.
All right, we'll go, James. So who thinks that this dude is going to blame Vicky? I wonder how long the chase was. Did they ever say?
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to give you guys a really quick update because we're running around. But this is, if you hopefully are watching News Nation, we were just on. This is the car wash where the apparent Casey and Vicky White sighting happened. Vicky was not on surveillance video, but the manager here told me that he did see her. Casey White was on video, and if you look at my Twitter, you'll see the pictures. It was actually in this bay right over here on the end where the manager says this all went down.
Okay, here's those photos. That's in the bay, yep. Yeah, what the hell was she thinking? Well, no such luck in getting answers from Miss Vicky anymore. So they stayed in Florence, Alabama, not far from the jail the first night. And she looks nervous. She's pacing. TMZ has the 911 call. Well, let's do it. Where is it, though? I don't see it on their website. I don't see the 911 call. What's this, though? There's going to be an ad.
Wants to know how to get free self.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. You're on it, baby. On it. Here is the dispatch audio.
123, just to confirm, is Kelly in a vehicle pursuit?
They're not currently in pursuit. I believe they're just following it. Charcoal gray Cadillac.
Through Anchor Industries.
Going through Anchor Industries, 3-6.
Just go ahead and notify ISP. If they have a question, they can call my my cell phone.
I'm clear.
Radio, clear the channel, clear the channel. In Anchor Industries parking lot.
Clear on in Anchor Industries parking lot.
Yeah. Crashed out.
Crashed out in an open field along Baumgart.
We're still trying to get that vehicle.
Just want to make clear he's still inside the vehicle. Clear on, he's crashed out, still inside the vehicle. No, still going to be in the vehicle. We believe we possibly have him on 911.
911, we need AMR for probably multiple AMRs, 3-2.
Clear on AMR, he shot himself. And we could hear her on the line saying she had her finger on the trigger.
Oh my God.
And a field off Baumgart and Birch. Shot victim. Female is still armed. Apparently has shot himself. Female still armed. 41, then east on a Birch.
One law enforcement vehicle. Two patients at this moment.
Dispatch, can any unit advise if they need a negotiator?
Any county unit, do you need a negotiator?
Negative, we do not need a negotiator.
Two patients, one vehicle. One is still trapped in the vehicle at this time. We have another who's stable, alert, and oriented. Has a bullet wound grazed to the head, but it's in stable condition.
One female is out of the vehicle. You say weapon in her hand?
Longer in her hand.
Yes, since we advise the AMR if the second patient's out of the vehicle. Unresponsive at this time.
Dispatch, I need one county or somebody to make contact with Anchor Industries to have one representative come to the scene.
Wow. Wow, TMZ, thank you for that audio. Holy. Is this the same audio right here? Hang on, it's going to be another ad. I'm just wondering if both of these are the same audio or not. Let's check it out. Yes, Vicky White has succumbed to her injuries. She has a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, is what we're told. That dispatch audio just said that she was saying she had her hand on the trigger, or finger on the trigger.
Just to confirm, is Kelly in a vehicle pursuit?
They're not currently in pursuit. I believe they're just following it.
This is the same audio, but I'll play it through again. It's another 2 minutes, and then we will wrap things up.
Charcoal gray Cadillac.
Through Anchor Industries.
Going through Anchor Industries, 3-6.
Just go ahead and notify ISP. If they have a question, they can call my cell phone.
I'm clear.
Radio, clear the channel, clear the channel. In Anchor Industries parking lot.
Clear on in Anchor Industries parking lot.
Yeah. Crashed out.
Crashed out in an open field along Baumgart.
We're still trying to get that vehicle.
Just want to make clear he's still inside the vehicle. Clear on, he's crashed out, still inside the vehicle. No, still going to be in the vehicle. We believe we possibly have him on 911.
911, we need AMR for probably multiple AMRs, 3-2.
Clear on AMR, he shot himself. And we could hear her on the line saying she had her finger on the trigger. And a field off Baumgart and Birch. Shot victim. Female is still armed. Apparently has shot himself. Female's still armed. 41, then east on a Birch.
One law enforcement vehicle. Two patients at this moment.
Dispatch, can any unit advise if they need a negotiator?
Any county unit, do you need a negotiator?
No, we do not need a negotiator.
Two patients, one is still trapped in the vehicle at this time. We have another who's stable, alert, and oriented. We have a bullet wound grazed to the head, but it's in stable condition.
One female is out of the vehicle. You say weapon in her hand?
Longer in her hand.
Yes, ma'am. We advise the AMR if the second patient's out of the vehicle. Unresponsive at this time.
Dispatch, I need one county or somebody to make contact with Anchor Industries to have one representative to come to the scene.
All right, you guys, that is a wrap. That wraps things up. We will follow up any updates that we see. We are on it. You know that my team is the best. So thank you guys so much for being here and following this update with me. And again, Vicky White has passed away from her injuries. She shot herself, according to the dispatch audio that we just listened to. So go ahead, share this video out, get the word out, share it on your social media platforms, and give this video a thumbs up. It's a free way to help your favorite creators. So thanks so much, and dance it out, y'all. Enjoy the chat. I'll see you guys soon. See you guys tomorrow, 2 p.m. After this stream ends, you'll be redirected right to the event for tomorrow with Maligator, me, and whomever else is calling in. We're going to be going over the rest of week one, at least, of the Depp trial, because we left off in the middle of week one. What's up, Mr. J. Quinn? He says, wait.
Roberta.
What up? It sounded like they said he shot himself. I thought the same thing. I was going to say that, but no one else said anything. I thought it sounded like he shot himself. She has the gun. It didn't really make sense. Okay, now I have to hear that again. Quinn, you're going to be the death of me.
Fresh out, still inside the vehicle. No, still going to be in the vehicle. We believe we possibly have him on 911.
911, we need an AMR for probably multiple AMRs, 32.
Clear on AMR, he shot himself. Lynn, we could hear her on the line.
Yeah, they did say himself. We could hear her on the line. But then it kind of contradicts. Listen. Wait, let me slow it down. The wonderful speed button. Oh, I can't do it on here. This doesn't allow me to do it. Because it's not YouTube. I can at least maybe try the closed captions. All right, here we go.
AMR, he shot himself. And we could hear her on the line.
Is that two different people, though? Does one person say did he something about shot himself? And then, oh, my God, somebody is, like, pounding something outside. Maybe it was two different people. Yeah, I noticed it, too.
Probably multiple AMRs, 32.
Clear on AMR, he shot himself. And we could hear her on the line saying she had her finger on the trigger. Area field off Baumgarten Birch. Shot victim. Female is still armed. Apparently has shot himself. Female still armed.
What has shot himself and female is still armed? I'm so confused. Who were they talking to find this out?
Has shot himself, female still armed. 41, then east on a Birch.
One law enforcement vehicle. Two patients at this time.
Dispatch, can any unit advise if they need a negotiator?
Any county unit, do you need a negotiator?
No, we do not need a negotiator.
Two patients, one is still trapped in the vehicle at this time. We have another who's stable, alert, and oriented. We have a bullet wound grazed to the head, but it's in stable condition.
Bullet grazed his head. I heard that time. Yeah, and none of it makes sense.
I don't know.
He doesn't know. He does not know.
Yeah, maybe we'll get more clarification later. But thanks for picking that out, Jaquin, because I did notice it, but I didn't say anything. Oh, we got Eagle 8 overhead. Listen, y'all. Here he comes.
KB, it's we have to stand down.
All right, we got to stand down. Dance it out, y'all. I'll see you guys soon. I love you.
I don't give a damn. I don't really care about you and your problems. I don't give a damn. You talk way too much. I have heard enough about you and your problems. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
Evil.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.